Hey, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Welcome to another of my podcasts. Appreciate the two or three listeners. Wow, a lot of things have been going on in the last couple of days. I really wanted to wait to do this podcast until after the debate, the presidential debate. What other debate is there? I watched it, and I got to say that I've been saying for a long time that CNN is biased towards Hillary Clinton. And, you know, it's disgusting because everything is about what bad Trump has done, and I don't see anything on here about what Clinton has done wrong. Everything is poo-pooed or basically is swept under the rug, pretty much. I mean, they may run some articles on her, but they stop short. Whereas with Donald Trump, they just slam him over and over again. And in their words, Hillary Clinton was the clear winner of this debate. And I'm like, what fucking debate are they watching? What were they watching? Because if anything, Trump had the most memorable moments. Now, I have to say, I don't think either of them are good candidates to be a president. But this is what we got. This is the system. And you know what? For all the people, especially those Canadian fucks that wrote me, no offense to Canadians, but there were a couple of Canadians that wrote me and were giving me shit because I said I didn't like Hillary. I don't like Hillary. To me, she's a dirtbag. And I wouldn't trust her to the tip of my nose. You know, I just don't trust her. Do I trust Donald Trump? No. Would I want to do business with him? Not unless I had the money up front. I had I had the cash. But basically, that's it. But people choose to do business with them all the time. And while there are people that have, you know, complained, there are also people that they have no problems. They just do their business and they get on down the road. He pays them or, you know, whatever their deal is. So, but my main concern is with the way that the media has since the advent of the internet started shifting towards being extremely biased. And while that's not to say the media wasn't biased in the past, you know, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, of course it is, but there is supposed to be a modicum of decency and ethics in journalism. There is supposed to be. Reuters, when you look at Reuters, their news tends to be a bit more bland than, say, Yahoo or CNN. But what's so funny is that on numerous polls, Trump was viewed as the victor of this debate. And yet on CNN, and I think there was one other, according to the results, Hillary Clinton trounced Donald Trump. Well, I never really give these polls all that much value. What really matters is who wins the presidency in the end. That's what matters. So, you know, gosh, I mean, I watched this debate, and you know, one thing struck me is that Trump, for all his lack of leadership abilities as far as the government goes, he's in tune to what a lot of people are thinking, which is, you know, the old way has not worked. And what he said to Clinton was, you know, she's bragging about how she's going to do this and she did that and she did. She's always talking about all her accomplishments instead of her fuck-ups. And, or how she's breaking the law. And, you know, she's a politician. And, you know, as people know, politicians are like a lot of lawyers. They're full of shit. You gotta take what they say with a grain of salt. You can't believe every single thing they say. You really have to watch what their actions are, because the actions are what's important, what they do, not what they say. And I always say that in my own life and with other people. Watch what people do, not what they say. Because what they say, anybody can, you know, put out some words. I can say, you know, I love this and I love that, when the truth is that my actions show differently. And while, like I said, I like Trump on The Apprentice, okay? I think that no matter what anybody says about his borrowing money from his father or whatever, guess what? A lot of people are haters because he started with money and they didn't. He's made money from his when he was a young boy. He's made money. He has, you know, everybody knows him and his name, and so he has accomplished something. Granted, so is Hillary Clinton. She's a career politician, but what he said was, you know, what's going to be different? You've had 30 years to help change things, and, you know, what's going to be different? Because look at the situation we're in now. Now, it's not fair to blame it on her, but she's part of the problem. These politicians are part of the problem. Maybe what you need is some new blood, and he's tapped into that. He's tapped into, hey, yeah, I'm not a career politician. I don't know everything. And then the other thing that he said was, oh, everybody's talking about something to the effect of everybody's talking about her experience, and yet a lot of it is bad experience. She's made bad decisions, and it's true. Now, I'm not going to say he hasn't made any bad decisions. Of course he has. And the thing is that these are our two candidates. So in my opinion, if you want to say you had something to do with the process, like them or hate them, love them or not, you need to put your vote in for either one. And then guess what? You're part of the process. You've done your part, and you know, you could always vote for the independent. But I think that it's important that people vote, because people die all over the world for the right to vote. And like them or not, there is always going to be people you don't like, always going to be people that are too brash for your liking. And you know what? I found that out myself. I've always known that, you know, I speak my mind, and a lot of people don't like that. And then I come on YouTube, oh, forget about it. I get nasty emails and nasty messages every single day. People that hate me, people want to call me fat, and which brings me to the next point, the whole fat shaming. Guess what? If it's true, get over it. Yeah, you know what? He was he actually owns or owned the Miss America pageant. And the chick that won packed on the pounds, and she was fat. So for him to say that she's fat, that's one thing. Now, the name calling, that's never a good thing. Calling her Miss Piggy. Listen, it's unnecessary. But should that stop him from being a president? No, I don't think so. You know why? Because he says his piece. He just says what he wants to say. And sometimes that's going to hurt people. Sometimes they're going to have hurt feelings, and they're going to, oh my God, Lee's so bad to women. Somehow, I don't think he's saying that to his wife. You know why? Because she's not fat. I mean, if she starts getting fat, listen, if my wife says to me, oh, I gained a couple pounds. Yeah, I know. I can see it. I'm not a lie to her. I'm not trying to be malicious. I'm telling her the truth. And, you know, this is the way that the world is. And it's so, I just never forget this. In the old days, people used to say, don't forget, Johnny, sticks and stones can break your bones, but names will never harm you. And now what is it? Oh my God, you can't even call somebody fat. It's not the greatest thing to do to walk around calling people fat. People call me fat all the time. Do I got a belly? Yeah. Am I still muscular? Hell yeah. You better not forget it. I can still punch. But do I need to lose weight? Of course, yes, I admit it. It's an ongoing struggle for many people around the world. And guess what? When it comes to, as long as you got the energy and you got you're healthy enough to do the job, that's all that matters. Now, as Miss America, if you pack on 55 pounds, you probably don't look like Miss America. the ideal of what Miss America is. And all this bullshit about, oh, you know, she's a plus size woman. She's fucking fat. Or she's big. She's a big girl. There are plenty of women out there who are 175 pounds and they're not fat. They're big. She's a large woman. Okay, so maybe she's a plus size woman. I can understand that. But if a woman is fat, you're, well, she's a plus size woman. No, she's not a plus size woman. She's a fat pig. And what's so funny is that I used to, when I was in school and when I was growing up and in my 20s, I always remember the little circular things that have a fat chick in the middle and then a red slash through it. No fat chicks. And, you know, nobody really bitched and moaned about it. People are so fucking sensitive now. And it seems like a lot of it goes on in the U.S. and in places, some of the places in Europe, some of the countries in Europe. These are the places where it is most, the PC movement is most serious. And to call someone fat, hey, wow, you're fat. I don't like it when a Thai goes, oh, why are you so chubby? Yeah, well, why don't you have any money? Why don't you have any brains? How come I got brains and you don't? How come I have money in the bank and you don't? You're driving a taxi because that's all you can do. You see, there. If you really wanted to be an asshole, you could swing it however you want. You could spin it however you want. I mean, you know, there are other issues, and you know, this him calling a chick fat when she was is not one of them. And, you know, that's why I made such a big stink about that Lena Dunham twat. And she is a twat. I won't watch her shows. I don't give a shit what her show is. Because to me, you know, listen, this is the problem is that everybody who's a celebrity is worshipped. Not everybody, but many celebrities are worshipped. Ben Affleck is a guy who I thought was a good actor, but because of his mentality about, and I actually thought, wow, he's what a good deal. He goes over to Africa and he helps different countries over there and he does this and he does. And then I heard him about the Muslims and I've seen some other things that he's talked about and I just lost respect for him. I don't even want to see his face. I don't want to see him in his movies because I just think he's over the top. He's out of touch with reality. The reality is that at least behind closed doors, people say what they fucking want to say. They don't always say what they want to say behind closed doors. You know. I showed a picture of my to my wife when I was at my most fit, and I wasn't with her. When I first met her, we were both younger, thinner, more fit. And I showed her photos of when I was actually training and in the boxing gym, in the Muay Thai gym, practicing karate, and I had an 8-pack. Well, I don't have an 8-pack. Now I got a 1-pack. And she said to me, wow, can't you get like that again? And I said, well, yeah, I could, I guess, with a hell of a lot of hard work. And, you know, that's my own thing. That's on me. It's not on anybody else. And if somebody says, hey, you know, you need to lose weight. Yeah, okay. So, the doctor says it. Oh, you know what? It's a health issue. Yeah, you're right. It is. And it's my fucking responsibility. And it was Miss America's responsibility to not be Miss fucking Piggy. I mean, it's as simple as that. And then Hillary, oh, you should see how he treats his women. Listen, the bottom line is this. Some women treat their men like shit. They treat them like women. And the men allow them to do this. And you don't hear people bitching about that. I remember not long ago there was a Chinese woman in Hong Kong smacking the hell out of some guy because he had got a message from some woman. She's smacking him out in public, and he's on his knees begging her to stop. Why was he such a pussy? Maybe because he was raised in an environment where everybody has to kiss the ass of women. And nobody kisses the men's ass unless you got a lot of money. So I lost respect for that dude. I was like, dude, stand up. grab the chick's hands, tell her to stop hitting you, and shove off. Get away from me, bitch. You don't want to be with me? See you later. But don't grovel at her feet. Oh, my God. Oh, honey, I didn't do it. Oh. Fucking pussy. Our country is full of pussies. The world is full of pussies. Men need to stop being pussies. It's simple as that. Men need to stop being pussies. Man up. Be men. Have balls. Be the fucking bull. Be the lion with the mane. Be the man. It doesn't mean you need to be rude. And, you know, I admit, Donald Trump is extremely rude sometimes. Now, is that a great attribute for a president? Probably not. But guess what? If he fucking did something about business in the United States the way we do business, and it drops our fucking national debt, then he did a good thing. I don't care how rude he is, to be completely honest. I don't give a shit. I'm not dealing with him. And if you're a politician and you got to deal with him, guess what? You chose the life you live. Get the fuck over it. Deal with them and do what you got to do. As simple as that. Now, that's enough. That's enough about Donald Trump. You know, it's actually, you know, it never ceases to amaze me how fucked up the political situation is in the United States. Now, talking about fucked up, you know, the other day a couple weeks ago, I did a video about the cockroach wings and legs that I found in my cappuccino at McDonald's. Now, I didn't know, but there was a McDonald's in some area of Thailand, and there was a rat on the salad bar. Now, the McDonald's that I was at didn't have a salad bar, fortunately. But I know there are rats in the area. There are rats everywhere. There are rats in the United States. There's rats all over the world, and you can't even see them. You know they're there. If you really think about it, they're there. Nasty little fuckers. Carrying their bubonic plague. However, yesterday, day before, it was yesterday, my buddy sent me a message. Hey, guess what? I saw a couple of your little pals. I said, what are you talking about? So he calls me up. He says, listen, I just watched a cockroach race right here at McDonald's. He was at McDonald's. I wasn't. And I'm not going to that McDonald's. And so he said, right in front of the counters where the people go in order, there were two cockroaches running. It was like they were in a race. And he pointed out to the manager, and the manager giggled. Cockroaches. Or Malang Sap, as they say in Thai. Ooh, Malang Sap, ooh. And she proceeded to kill them. She ran over and stepped on them. Which, okay, great. But guess what? That's three cockroaches. At least three. Who knows how many wings from how many cockroaches were in my cappuccino. And what strikes me as odd is people, they write me, oh, well, you know, it's just protein. Oh, really? Then how about you eat it? Oh, get over it, you pussy. You want to be in Africa? And, oh, I get all these messages. And it's like, here's the thing. If I wanted cockroaches, I would ask for them. I don't need to see the fucking things. Keep your place clean. And what I and the man who called me and several other people that we hang out there or at Starbucks or wherever it might be, what we know is that that particular McDonald's in Bankapi, the mall Bankapi, they tend to have staff that just kind of la, 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 la. I mean, you know, what do you expect? It's McDonald's. You think it's any different here in Thailand than it is in the United States? You know, I mean, you got people standing behind the thing, behind the register, and they're just la, la, la. Oh, can I take your order, please? What do you want? And it's like, you know, come on. It's getting sharpen up. You got the people over there. Who knows what they're doing? They got the buzzer going off, and they're walking around like they don't know what the buzzer is. How many buzzers you got going off there in the back that for cooking? It's your fries, you idiot. The fries are done. Don't burn them. You know, this is the mentality. And then it's like the prices are... every time you go in, you got a different fucking price for the same thing. So we know that there is a problem with the staff at that McDonald's. And he knew it. I told him. Guess what? Cockroach in the cappuccino, and he wasn't there that day. So needless to say, we will not be going to McDonald's anymore. And I don't particularly like McDonald's, but the only reason that I started going there was because they open at 8 and Starbucks opens at 8:30, and sometimes I like to start my day. I start my day very, very early. Usually it's 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock I wake up. Sometime between 4 and 5, and I wake up without an alarm. I've been doing this for probably 30 years, okay? And today I slept until 6:15, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I slept this late. Now, there are people out there that sleep until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. My kids like to sleep. I got to wake them up. They can't talk to grandma sometimes because they're asleep at 12 o'clock, you know, in the middle of the day. And, you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning there. She's sleeping. So I have to wake them up to be able to talk to grandma and grandpa. Whatever, you know. But the point is that I don't know what the point is. Now, I noticed a couple of other things today. And, you know, it just goes to show that, well, let's see here. Walmart is selling a really inappropriate t-shirt. Now, on this t-shirt, it says, "I'd rather be snorting cocaine off a hooker's ass." You see, I don't see anything wrong with that. Why is that offensive? I don't understand. It's selling for $19.95. It's a white t-shirt with black on it. And, you know, that's a reasonable price. I don't understand it. What is so offensive? And they're apologizing. Oh, we apologize to anyone who was offended. He's the guy with Walmart. Apparently it slipped through the filtering process. And then there was another one. I guess I'm going to give a little shout out to Hollywood Thread t-shirts. For guys and girls who don't want t-shirts that are PC. My name is John. No, this one says why I'm single. And then it has a little checkbox and it says hideous. Then it has another checkbox, too picky. And then it has a checkbox and it says dick is too big. Might kill someone. And that's the one that's checked. Now, I don't see a problem with that. I see a problem, like for me, I wouldn't want to wear it just because I think it's a little tacky. It's not that, you know. Here's another one. I got 99 donuts because a bitch ate one. That's pretty funny, actually. And then he's got Master Bater, and there's a fish hook. And instead of Bater being B-A-T-E-R, it says B-A-I-T-E-R. What's this one? I'm a leg man. See, what's wrong with that? I'm a leg man. Oh, women can say whatever they want about men's tight little tushies. But they can't. Men can't say that they're leg men. Well, I'm an ass man, personally. And usually the thing is that if they got nice legs, I'm a leg man too, but legs and ass. Legs go to the ass. And usually if they got really good, really nice legs, they got a nice ass. A woman has a nice ass. Maybe the same goes for men. I don't know, but I don't look at men. There's another one here that says, "I love breastfeeding," which is pretty funny. And then there's another one. Which I think is funny, but I would never wear it. It's a roll of toilet paper holding hands. You know, a roll of toilet paper on little feet with hands. Like a little stick man thing, but it's a roll of toilet paper. Next to a pile of shit with little legs and little arms. And he's holding hands with the pile of shit. Let's see here. No life, no time, no money. My son plays hockey. What? I don't understand what's wrong with that. I'm a pilot. I fly planes. Ugh. You see, I don't think there's anything wrong with these shirts. And while, like I said, they're tacky, why would you pull the you know, oh, I'm not going to shop at Walmart because they got a shirt about somebody snorting cocaine off a hooker's ass. You know what? Fucking shut up. Get real. This is the real world. And in the real world, people snort cocaine off hookers' asses. I've licked tequila off of strippers' tits. Okay? Does that make me a bad guy? Now, do I need to contact Walmart and tell them that you better not put a t-shirt up that says something like that? I mean, get over it. Aren't there other... The U.S. has become soft. There are not enough problems in the U.S. if they're thinking about things like this. If this is the biggest fucking problem they have, they should be damn happy. But it's not. There are other problems. See, their people have too much time, though. That's the thing. They can choose their problem. Oh, well, I think I'm gonna save the seals. I think I'm going to save the whales. I think I'm going to do this. I think I'm going to do that. When the truth is that, really, there are very few causes that need to be addressed that are so serious that you need to ban something. You know, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but in other words, you got people trying to stop Walmart or wherever else. Stop them from making t-shirts that say certain things. I mean, you know, if you put fuck Donald Trump or fuck Hillary Clinton on a t-shirt, maybe Walmart won't sell it, but somebody else will. You can buy this shit anywhere. So what is Walmart? Now Walmart is taking the fucking holier than thou approach? What the fuck, man? You know, really, this kind of shit pisses me off. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about my life here in Thailand and my life in the future. What is it that I want? Where do I want to go? And you know, it's one thing that really bothers me is the whole issue of people that own land. And then they're told what they own on the land. And they're told what they can do on the land. And they're told what they can build on the land. And what's in this zone. And what's in that. It's like, wait a minute. If I buy a piece of land, fuck you. I want to do whatever the fuck I want with that land. And you don't own shit. Because if there are diamonds on that land, guess what? I bought the land. They're my fucking diamonds. You ain't getting them. You can sue me. You can do whatever the hell you want. I'll find a way to sneak the fuck out with those diamonds, get the fuck out, sell them, keep the money, and I'll go on the run. And if you want to fucking search for me, go ahead. Because if you pay the money for the land, and then you have to pay for the rights to this, and to the rights for that, to the rights for this, to the rights for that, guess what? You're renting that land from the government. And see, this is the thing. The government works for the people. It's by the people. It doesn't work for its own fucking self-interests. So, you know, I've been researching about storage container homes and what kind of homes you can have in different areas of the United States and around the world, actually. And some areas don't have any building codes and zones and stuff like that. That's not to say that I wouldn't want whatever I had built done properly. You know, it's not that I don't want to live in a little shack that's going to fall down with the first breeze. I want it done properly. And to me, if you don't have the money, you don't do it. It's as simple as that. If you don't have the money to have a house made or buy the kind of car that you really want, then don't buy something. Just wait. Wait it out. Use the bus. Do whatever. Now, I don't have a car right now because I don't need one. And I don't want to get involved with some Thai who swears that he did something when he didn't. He hits me, and then I get in trouble. Fuck that. You see? Because that happened to me before when I lived in Udon Thani. I was driving a motorcycle, minding my own fucking business, going down the road, la-di-da-di-da, and this guy's got five people on the fucking motorcycle, including a baby. He runs right in front of me. I'm going straight. He goes right out in front of me. He's turning backwards, looking at his friends, waving goodbye. There's a car coming in the opposite lane, so I can't go to the right or I'm going to die. And I can't go to the left because there's not enough time. He just zipped right out in front of me. Boom, I hit him, and then he's like, I need 10,000 baht. And I'm like, fuck you. You ain't getting shit. And the police came. And the police said, work it out yourselves. And I go, well, I ain't giving you shit, man. I'm not giving you a fucking dime. And then, of course, I let the Thai girl that I was with at the time, this many years ago, before I was married, this is like right when I had been here for, I don't know, a year or two, about 2 years. And I let her handle it. I go, okay, go ahead, take care of it. I said, but don't fucking give him any money. Nothing. Don't you give him 100 baht. So what did she do? She paid 2,000 baht. She goes, I just paid it. I said, why did you fucking do what I said not to do? Because I don't want there to be a problem. I said, I don't give a fuck if there's a problem. Now, call me stupid, but in my view, the international law is that you go straight. You keep going straight. If you can stop because somebody's stupid and they pull out in front of you, you stop. But I couldn't stop in time. Why couldn't I stop in time? Because the fucking speed limit was like 80 kilometers an hour. And that's what I was going. So this butthead pulls out in front of me that I only saw with seconds to spare. And I had to lock up the brakes. I slammed into him. I flew over. And I'm all cut up. And this motherfucker's going, you pay me 10,000 baht, okay? And no problem. And I'm like, fuck you. And his whole family's going, oh. And I said, fuck you. You ain't getting shit. And they didn't like that. They got their 2,000 and like, oh. And then I had to pay for the bike to be fixed. When he should have paid for everything, you see. So that's one reason why I don't want to drive here. I don't want that kind of shit happening. And I got another buddy who, he paid through the nose. And this was a situation where he was driving for somebody that was drunk. It wasn't his car. He had to pay a shitload of money. And the guy was paralyzed. So not only did my buddy have to pay, but he had to deal with the fact that his buddy was paralyzed and he was fucked up. And it wasn't his fault. Guy just drives right out, smashes into the side of him. Oh, it's the foreigner's fault. Now, I don't know, you know, legally, hey, maybe it was his fault. I don't know. But I don't think so. From everything that I was told and from the way that it sounded like he was driving, it wasn't his fault. So, but the point is that even like, you know, you want to have a piece of land in the U.S. I've been checking this out. It's like, you want to have a piece of land? Guess what? I would like to dig down and have like a basement and some place where you can retire to, you know, like the man cave. I would like to do that. I would like to have an underground area. And guess what? That entails quite a few different... first of all, I think it entails quite a bit of different construction, additions, whatever, to stop flooding, to make sure there's no flooding. You got to make sure, there's all kinds of shit you got to do. You got to check the land before you start building so you can make sure that there's no gas deposits, there's no water down there, you're not going to have flooding. You got to make sure all this is right. And for that, okay, I don't mind. You want to pay? Fine. But guess what? If you're digging down there and you find an emerald for some reason, and it's the biggest one you ever saw, and somebody goes, oh, sorry, but that's not yours because we have the mineral rights. Wait a minute. I paid for this land. It's my fucking land. Fuck you. So now, you know, in addition to, this is why I'm like, it may be a few years before I decide to do anything. And I have a few places that I have been thinking about. And, you know, the problem I have with living outside of my own country is always the same. You will never be one of them. You're always an outsider. And while that is true in the United States in some instances, in others, it's not. It'd be great if I could move to Luxembourg or Switzerland or Austria or somewhere like that. But, you know, I think that the cost of living is too much and it's too much of a pain in the ass. And, you know, I have to think about my wife also and my kids. Are they going to be able to go there? Will they be able to stay there? If we wanted to. So the United States seems to be one of the best, if not the best place. And every place has their own set of issues. And this is what you got to deal with. So I am compiling a list of things to think about when you're moving. And if you want to move and buy your own land and build. I've got a long list. You know, little things like how close are you to a hospital? If something happens to you. Is it easy to get things like milk, eggs, perishables? Do you need to, you know, I mean, it's like, okay, it's one thing if you say, oh, I'm going to go once a week to the store. Okay, that's fine. But if it's 3 hours away, that means it's an all-day event to go to the grocery. That's not so bad. I mean, you know, if it's once a week, that's fine. You know, that's not how it is in Alaska and many other places. You know, you can live out wherever it is. Montana, Wyoming, all these wide-open places. You know, you may live somewhere and you got to drive 3 or 4 hours to get to where you got to go. But if you're older and you have any medical issues, it might not be the best place to be. So, you know, just things like that and things like building zoning fees and permits and things like property tax and, you know, all these kind of things. Because while some people may not know this, I do have plans for, like, when I retire, or I am, let's put it this way, when I am at what is known as retirement age in the United States. Usually that's 65, but I would like to go until 67 so that I collect the full amount of Social Security. However, I have plans for, say, the next 3 years and the next 5 years, the next 10 years. 10 years brings me to about 65. So, you know, that's not all that far off. And who knows what will happen in that time. The best laid plans are often forgotten. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that I think of all the time. And for those who are interested, you know, listen, I've been making videos from behind the desk and everything. I'm starting to feel the urge to go somewhere else. People are still asking me about the trip, and I will put the videos up. I really wanted to do it in one big video, but I just don't. I don't know that it'll work as one video, but there are some things that I would like to do. I'd like to go to Japan. I'd like to go to Japan and film me going in, hunting down a Hasselblad 500. We would like to go back to the United States next year. There are some things I'd like to do. I want to bring my kids to an MMA gym in the near future, just to train. I don't want them to fight, but I do want them to train to learn how to better defend themselves besides just Muay Thai or boxing. I want them to learn. I want them to be well-rounded. So that could entail a trip to Pattaya or Phuket. My wife would like to go to Khao Sok, and then there are a host of places I want to go. I've been wanting to go to Turkey and Vietnam and the Ukraine, and there's a lot of places I want to go. And, you know, half the time I'm thinking about these things, and then what happens is I think of something else, and I go, oh, you know what, I'd rather go to that place, you know. So there's a lot going on in my head. There's a lot going on in life. But right now, I am trying to keep an eye on what's going on with the presidential race. My kids are out of school now, so I'll be able to spend some time with them, I think about a month, month and a half. And if it's possible, I will take them somewhere to go train or whatever, and, you know, I'll film it. And I got one of my buddies is coming back to Thailand in a couple of months, and he wants to do a couple of, he's a much better, videographer than I am. And I think combined we can, do some good things. We've got a couple of ideas for some, like 30 minute type documentaries. I've always said I'm a hack when it comes to making videos, and I still kind of think I am. But I think I've gotten better, and now it's not so much a matter of making the videos. It's about choosing some kind of a project that's going to make me happy. And I also have not given up on going to Africa, whether it be to the Congo, Burundi, Central African Republic, Uganda. I was even thinking about the Seychelles, which is, you know, an island off of Africa, the continent of Africa. Yeah, I mean, you know, South Africa. There's all kinds of places in Africa that I could go, and so it's not like I'm not I don't necessarily need to go to the Congo. It's just a place that, for some reason, I've wanted to go. And like I said in the past, I think it's a challenge. And I think it would be interesting because I think most people have, they do not have a clue of what it's like there. And I don't think I do. I think I have a little bit of knowledge, but it's the same thing for people that they say, oh, I want to move to Thailand. Well, have you ever been here? No, I don't know, but I know what I've read. I know what I've seen. And okay, that's great. Nothing beats being on the ground. Bottom line. You can say you know your girl from talking to her on Skype for a year, but guess what? Nothing beats being on the ground, and in the case of being with a woman, spending physical time with them. I don't necessarily mean physical as in the sack. I mean, well, that too, though. I mean physical, like your body is there. Because then you see what's going on from outside of the computer screen, from the monitor that you have tunnel vision when you see the woman who you're talking to online that you think is the girl of your dreams, you know. So I think that's something, too, to remember. Anyway, I think that wraps it up. I think we're, where are we at? How many minutes here? See, I need an assistant producer. And, you know, my assistant producer is sleeping right now. Where are we at? We're at, what, 41 minutes? All right, I think that should wrap it up. Yeah, I want to do 40-minute, you know, little things, and maybe, you know, we'll see. If you got some suggestions for podcasts, if you got some suggestions for videos, please, you are a member. This is a members-only podcast. Please send me ideas. I'm a good idea about good idea man about some things. But when it comes to Thailand and Asia and situations going on in this country and in the surrounding countries, you know, I've been here for a long time now. And, you know, I'm almost entering my 22nd year. And to me, this place is, you know, once in a while I get surprised, but it's just like you've been living on the same street for, you know, more than 20 years. You know the place like the back of your hand. Nothing really, you know, it's just, you know, day to day. Day to day, baby. And to me, day to day is, you know, it's not all that exciting to me. I don't live an exciting life. It's not an exotic life to me anymore. It's just my life, and that's why I like to go and travel places and go places, because I want to see some of that exoticness. Now, one thing that I am going to do in a video in the very near future is I'm going to put up, like, I don't know, 25 or 50 of my favorite photographs and put it to a little bit of music and let people see so that they know if they're too lazy to go to my site and look around, if they know, then they'll get to see exactly what it is that I really like to do. Besides writing books, and my next book should be done in, let's see here, I was hoping to get it out by the 15th of October, which is my birthday, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's probably, I don't know, it could happen, definitely, but more than likely it'll be by the end of October. Just in time for Christmas and Thanksgiving. So, and I have not decided upon the title yet, although I have narrowed it down a little bit, and I know what I don't want it to be titled. So, anyway, until next time, I am Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok D, Lat Jerk and Mai.